Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, let's get to it here for a minute. There's so much to cover here. It's unbelievable. So President Joe Biden did his speech. It was a fabulous speech, by the way, when he was at the State of the Union address. He did talk about all the factual information we need to know. And I thought it was funny because he really went after the Republicans, and it was almost like a slam dunk in your face type of moment for them. And that's what's funny about it, is that he did not take their shit from them. He's not taking their shit from them. And he's tired of it, just like the American people are tired of the Republicans. He did not let anything get held back from this whole situation. He was just not letting loose on that. And I don't blame him. I don't blame Joe Biden for not wanting to explain to the, to the people how corrupt the Republicans are, how they didn't want to help, medical coverage for individuals like our veterans, and how they're trying to take away Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all those programs. And you got to get ready for that. We need to really be paying attention to something here, and it's really important that we pay attention to this thing called, it's called Project 2025. Have you heard of it, Project 2025? Man, oh man, this is some spooky, spooky shit right there. If you haven't read it, it's all over the internet. It's on Wikipedia. You got different websites, including some news outlets covering it. And it's very important to know what 2025 is, Project 2025 is. At first I thought it was one of those conspiracy bullshit things, but this is not conspiracies. This is real life shit going on here. And so we will cover a little bit of that as well. But first, let's get into Biden's speech. I thought it was funny that when Joe Biden went off on, you know, these Trump people, I mean, he didn't back down whatsoever. And I think it's because Joe Biden is just totally finished with, you know, with all these people and stuff, you know. But here's what happened from the Biden speech. By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene was showing off her true colors as a MAGA supporter. She wore Donald Trump MAGA gear at the State of the Union address, looking like the rest of these crazy-ass fucking idiots that like to wear this garb of Donald Trump. It just shows them how stupid they really are. It really does. When they wear that stuff, when MAGA people wear all that stupid shit of Donald Trump, it just shows how stupid and brainwashed they truly are. With that said, here is what happened. Take a listen to the outtakes here.
Underestimate President Biden at your own peril.
Try it again.
Underestimate President Biden at your own peril. This was one of the best speeches I've seen President Biden give, and perhaps one of the best State of the Union speeches I have ever seen. And when you see how unserious these MAGA Republicans are, here's Marjorie Taylor Greene playing cosplay dress up. I think it was The Daily Show that said this looked like KKK Fridays with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you see the types of traveling fascist circus rallies that are these Donald Trump speeches, to have this contrast is, and seeing what normalcy looks like, seeing a dignified president and President Biden give this State of the Union also exposed just how amateurish, how small Donald Trump and MAGA looks. For a point of comparison, before I show you some of the highlights of President Biden's speech, let me just show you this one clip. I could show you any of these from Donald Trump's traveling fascist circus things that he does, but here's one of the things he says in his speech is how he'd rather be electrocuted than eaten by sharks. Here, play this clip.
But if I'm sitting down and that boat's going down and I'm on top of a battery and the water starts flooding in, I'm getting concerned. But then I look 10 yards to my left and there's a shark over there. So I have a choice of electrocution or shark. You know what I'm going to take? Electrocution. I will take electrocution every single time. Do we agree? I will take electrocution.
So, and I'll take a dignified president who stands up against our enemies, who wish us ill, who tries to harm our allies. Here's what President Biden had to say about Vladimir Putin at the State of the Union. Play the clip.
What makes our moment rare is the freedom and democracy are under attack at both at home and overseas at the very same time. Overseas, Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not. But Ukraine can stop Putin. Ukraine can stop Putin if we stand with Ukraine and provide the weapons that needs to defend itself.
Is this invention going to put eye doctors out of business? These self-adjustable glasses are taking the world by storm.
I think MAGA Mike was trying to recall the lyrics of the famous Green Day song, Bite My Lip and Close My Eyes. I think MAGA Mike may have an app for that as well. Let me show you this next clip where President Biden confronts the election lies, the election deniers, those in the Republican Party who support insurrectionists. Play the clip.
My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away. We will not bow down. not bow down. In a literal sense, history is watching.
In a literal sense, history is watching. Not precisely the clip I was thinking about playing, but just as strong as the one I was thinking about playing. Here, President Biden, though, confronts the United States Supreme Court. Here, play this clip.
And with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you get right about that. About overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024. If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
And next, President Biden talks about the infrastructure projects that have gone up across the country. And he looks at the members of Congress and he says to them, look, if you don't want the money, if you don't want the groundbreakings in your districts, just let me know. Play the clip.
And thanks to our bipartisan infrastructure law, 46,000 new projects have been announced all across your communities. And by the way, I noticed some of you strongly voted against it, or they're cheering on that money coming in. I like it. I'm with you. If any of you don't want that money in your district, just let me know. Modernize our roads.
You know, Obamacare is still a pretty big thing here that about 100 million Americans rely on. And here, President Biden talks about, look, MAGA Republicans want to take this away. They want to take away Obamacare. Yes, you do. Here, play this clip.
Folks, the Affordable Care Act, the old Obamacare, is still a very big deal.
And here, President Biden did what he did actually at the last State of the Union, where he's able to box in these MAGA Republicans who try to present themselves one way, but then in reality, they're just focused on helping the deck of millionaires and billionaires. Here, play this clip.
Not fair. We have two ways to go. Republicans can cut Social Security and give more tax breaks to the wealthy. That's the proposal. Oh, no. You guys don't want another $2 trillion tax cut? I kind of thought that's what your plan was. Well, that's good to hear. You're not going to cut another $2 trillion for the super wealth. That's good to hear. I'll protect and strengthen Social Security and make the wealthy pay their fair share.
See one of the MAGA morons in the back. I don't know what else to call him, but when you're wearing Donald Trump's mugshot on your shirt at the State of the Union, you are a MAGA moron. And you're wearing a bow tie like that with the American flag and denigrating it that way, you, sir, are a frickin' moron. I usually don't like ad hominem attacks, but when you look at that, it is what it is. Here, President Biden addresses the bipartisan border deal that he supported, that Republican Senator from Oklahoma, James Lankford, led the negotiations on, that had the Republican wish list of things they claimed they wanted, but Donald Trump told the MAGAs to kill it. Here, play this clip.
In November, my team began serious negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill? I'll be darned. That's amazing. That bipartisan bill would hire 1,500 more security agents and officers, 100 more immigration judges to help tackle the backload of 2 million cases, 4,300 more asylum officers, and new policies so they can resolve cases in 6 months instead of 6 years now.
And there you saw James Lankford, the very conservative Oklahoma Republican senator. You saw him say, it's true, it's true. And he got vilified and attacked by MAGA because Donald Trump said it would be a winning issue to cause all of us Americans, to cause we the people pain, because Donald Trump thinks it's a winning issue to run on our pain and suffering. That's what MAGA thinks. They think we're stupid. They think we don't realize that. They think we're dumb. That's what they think about us. Finally, President Biden says, look, whether you think I'm too young or too old, he goes, I get it, but I'm experienced and I've seen a lot. And let me tell you about some enduring principles. Let's play this clip.
The issue facing our nation isn't how old we are. It's how old are our ideas. Hate, anger, revenge, retribution are the oldest of ideas. But you can't lead America with ancient ideas that only take us back. If you lead America, the land of possibilities, you need a vision for the future and what can and should be done. Tonight you've heard mine. I see a future where defending democracy, you don't diminish it. I see a future or restore the right to choose and protect our freedoms, not take them away. I see.
What a powerful, powerful speech there by.
Chamber and my predecessor are promising to pass a national ban on reproductive freedom. My God, what freedom else would you take away? Look, it's a decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court majority wrote the following, and with all due respect, justices, women are not without electoral power. Electoral or political power. You're about to realize just how much you were right about that. Clearly. Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024. If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
Tell you what, Republicans point to Donald Trump as a strong man because he grovels at the feet of the world's autocrats, because he punches down on the LGBT community, because he punches down on trans kids, punches down on immigrants, punches down on people of color. That's not strength. Strength is getting on the biggest platform in America, staring a bench of powerful Supreme Court justices in the eye, justices who are responsible for the first ever drawback of rights in our country's history, and telling them that they will lose. Strength isn't kowtowing to civil rights suppressors, it is standing up to them. And that's not the only warning sign that Republicans got tonight. It was also the fact that Biden was as energetic, focused, direct, and righteously indignant than anyone's ever seen him, meaning he's taking away the GOP's most potent attack against him. Even Trump posted on Truth Social, he's so angry and crazy. In other words, now apparently he's too awake? So which is it? Is he too sleepy or too awake? Because frankly, it's getting difficult to figure out which attack they're going with at any given moment. The fact is that Republicans' claims that Joe Biden's too old or senile or in cognitive decline only relies on people not actually seeing Joe Biden. Because when people actually see him, those talking points immediately go down in flames. Take, for example, this time last year, when Biden had this moment that showed someone not only quick on his feet, but certainly quicker than those Republicans.
So some of my Republican friends want to take the economy hostage. I get it, unless I agree to their economic plans. All of you at home should know what those plans are. Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. As we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be sponsored. All right. We got unanimity.
Which is probably why Republicans were smart enough not to take the bait this year. There was hardly any heckling, since they're coming to terms with the fact that they can't outsmart him. Hard to claim that the guy is senile, while also conceding that they don't know how to shut him down. Add that to the fact that there was hardly anything to heckle him for. He advocated for defending democracy in Ukraine amid Putin's onslaught. He advocated for IVF, which for many families is their only means of having children, which used to be a value that Republicans pretended to care about. He advocated for the 46,000 new projects started thanks to the infrastructure law, which a number of Republicans voted against but still take credit for. He advocated for enacting a tax on billionaires who only pay an 8% effective tax rate and using that revenue that's built to fund child care and elder care and paid family leave. He advocated for cutting junk fees and late fees from banks, for ending shrinkflation, where we pay the same for foods but get less, and of course for the border bill. Republicans claim to care about the border, that it's their number one issue, H.R. 2, and yet when a conservative Republican negotiated a border bill, what happened? They balked, because they would rather have the issue to campaign on than an actual solution. This is a party that's not looking to actually accomplish anything other than to entrench dysfunction, knowing that they can run on it between now and November. Their only party is consolidating power for themselves and nothing more. So the next time they try to claim that Biden's too weak, too tired, too slow, remind them of this State of the Union address where he disproved every ounce of that. And while Republicans may try to misrepresent what happened today, this speech very clearly speaks for itself. Before you go, I need some help. Please subscribe to the channel and do your part to help grow the progressive media ecosystem. I don't do sponsors.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Exactly. So that's exactly what you got to notice is that President Joe Biden, when he came out and he spoke, I mean, he came out with a fire. He proved that he is capable of running this country and being the president. He did an outstanding job at his State of the Union. And as a matter of fact, it really took down the Republicans. And I think they needed that. The Republican Party needed to have their asses handed at the whim in front of the public and shown what the kind of shit they're doing, the stupidity, and the reason why our country's not really moving forward at a faster pace is because Joe Biden has to sidestep the Republicans and their stupidity of what they're doing. And that's why if we have 100% a Democrat Congress and like a House of Democrats, Republican of Democrat, or Democrats of the Senate, and then Joe Biden re-winning the presidency, if we had that in 2024, you would have so much done for our country. It would move forward where programs for children wouldn't be cut, or Social Security wouldn't be cut, because that's their option or plan. And this is something they're really wanting to do, guys. It really is. If you have not heard that, you need to pay attention of why, you know, why they are wanting to cut this these programs. I mean, Social Security, that the elderly, they depend upon this, but they're going to get rid of it. Yeah, they're going to get rid of it is what they're going to do. But there is a big difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump when it comes to our border security. And how they look at it. Let's take a look at this for a minute. Let's do a comparison.
Now the United States is being overrun by the Biden migrant crime. It's a new form of vicious violation to our country. It's migrant crime. We call it Biden migrant crime.
Visits really was a cynical political stunt, but it wasn't President Biden's. This afternoon, Trump toured the city of Eagle Pass, Texas, and he was led by the Texas National Guard. Meanwhile, at almost the exact same time, President Biden toured Brownsville, Texas, accompanied by Customs and Border Patrol agents, or CBP. While these two tours may look somewhat similar, there is at least one key difference. Customs and Border Patrol is actually in charge of border security. The Texas National Guard, on the other hand, is not. So Trump is effectively just cosplaying here. And when it came to their actual speeches, Trump and Biden could not have been more different. President Biden talked about the need for more immigration judges to clear the asylum backlog. He proposed more overtime for CBP officers, more machines to detect fentanyl, and more bipartisan compromise. He talked about real, tangible policy.
Wow. Wow. And the Republicans don't want this. They want to run on it for 2024, for this year. They want they just said, oh, well, the hell with security for your country. Donald Trump says not to do it because he needs to run on it for this election. I mean, how damn dumb can you be? And how can anybody support this party for doing that? I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. I don't get it, man. I guess maybe because I'm dumbfounded on this, but it makes me realize how stupid the Republican Party is. It makes me realize how dangerous the Republican Party is and how they're a threat to our democracy. And that's why I think that we need to be very equipped with this and understanding it. Now, Project 2025, I want to talk about this for just a few minutes. Project 2025, it says this is the goal of 2025 Presidential Transition Project. The project will build our four pillars that will collectively pave the way for an effective conservative administration. It says, the grip of left, we need both a concerning governing agenda, the right people in place ready to carry out the agenda day one. I mean, if you read this whole propaganda bullshit they got here for Project 2025, you better read it because it is very, very scary shit. In this Project 2025, some of the things they want to do is they want to rebuild the government. They want to shut down the federal government, turn it into Donald Trump's government, called a MAGA government per se. And then not only that they're going to do that, they're going to cut Social Security and all the federal funding for these programs. Not only Social Security, but welfare. Welfare checks, Medicare, Medicaid, all that stuff will be cut with this Project 2025. That is the agenda for this project. And so if Donald Trump wins the election, this is the Republicans' goal or dream to do this, and they're going to do it with Donald Trump's backing because he'll be the president if he wins. And so this allows them to, you know, do everything against the Constitution, and that's what it is. It boils down to, let's get rid of the Constitution. We don't need the Constitution, do we? The only thing that MAGA cares about the Constitution is Second Amendment, which is gun rights. That's all they care about. They don't care about your daughters or your kids getting killed at the hands of guns and so forth. They just don't care about that kind of shit. It's pretty damn bad. But this Project 2025 is some scary shit. It would also allow Donald Trump to declare martial law. Martial law is where he would remain president indefinitely under martial law. That means that police powers would be gone, and the military would take over in the streets. They would go up to your house. They would bust down the doors. They would detain you, and on and on. If you remember, the Republican Party put out a bill years ago when George Bush was in office, and the bill, it was called, when George Bush put that bill out, he put this bill out, and of course, what was it called? It was called Agenda 21. It would allow them to do, he put the bill out, it was called Indefinite Detention Act. And that's what he would do. He would, when he put that out, the Indefinite Detention Act, it allowed them to take people off the streets, put them in prisons indefinitely without question or trial. And so that was signed into law when George Bush was in office. But fast forward, here we are. Now Donald Trump wants to do the same thing, except he wants to take it one step further and declare martial law. Again, folks, this is not a joke. It's not propaganda. It's not conspiracy theory. It's realistic bullshit that the Republicans are peddling and promoting. So go check it out, Project 2025. Get familiar with it, and then start educating other people about how corrupt this society is. Wow, yeah. It's going to be crazy, man. It really is. Again, Project 2025, it will take effect immediately day one if Donald Trump wins the presidency. God, let's hope he does not win. All right, tomorrow night is Sunday night. Make sure you come and join Paula Alexander and myself. We will be back here Sunday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If she is down for any reason, still being sick, because she just got procedure done, she may not be feeling good. But if she is, we'll see her on Sunday as well. With that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure whatever you do, you hit the like and subscribe button to our show. Hit follow button, so you make sure you're follow whenever you get whenever we have a show on, you can tune in. And believe you me, I do a lot of spot on, jump in type of shows. Usually I like to come on early in the morning, but for some reason I was just really way behind. And, yeah, I think that's what it kind of boils down to. But, I'm not too sure. There we go. All right, so come join me Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on No MAGA Radio. We will not support any kind of MAGA supporter. We do not support the MAGA followers because they're brainwashed. They need mental help. And I feel bad for them that they have crossed the line of insanity into being brainwashed. What a piece of work, right? Donald Trump is a piece of work. Of course, the Republicans are as well. All we can do is sit back and watch him fail. With that said, everybody, have a good night. Talk to you later. Have a good Saturday, guys. Here's Jack Black.